loves movies. I do, and so does our guest this hour, and so do you, I bet. Do you have a favorite movie? If you had to pick only one film as the best film of all time, what would it be? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, October 4th. Vertigo by Alfred Hitchcock was named the best film of all time earlier this summer by a survey of movie critics. And Vertigo is also on the list of the 10 best movies that was compiled by our guest movie reviewer this hour. We will wonder if it's on yours or what is your all-time favorite movie, the movie you think is the best movie of all time. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Rob Thomas, movie reviewer, co-editor of 77 Square, the entertainment section of the Capital Newspapers in Madison. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for joining us. So what did you think of Vertigo was or is the best film of all time?
Well, best is a big word, especially if you've seen a lot of movies like I have. Like, there are movies that are technically the best, and then there are movies you just love and can watch over and over again.
Right.
You know, for Hitchcock, I probably North by Northwest is one I could watch over and over again. It's just so entertaining. But Vertigo is on my top 10 list. It's just an amazing film.
Yeah, why do you think it was amazing?
Well, it's a great example of a genre, like a noir mystery, and then it just kind of goes past that into this very strange, even uncomfortable area, especially for the 50s, especially with Jimmy Stewart, you know, Mr. America in the lead. I think it's just a movie that haunts you. I was lucky enough. It's filmed in San Francisco. I was lucky enough to see it in San Francisco at the old Castro Theater with live musical accompaniment. It was one of the most amazing movie experiences of my life.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rent that again. I saw it, but I'm somebody who, you know, I'm getting old. I don't know how it ends, so I can watch it again.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Well, you also had, and I played the theme song, Raiders of the Lost Ark is on your list.
Yeah, and that's one definitely I love. That's a movie, you talk about those discs that you would take to a desert island. That would absolutely be one of them. That's just pure entertainment from the first minute to the last. Just incredibly well. I mean, it's a great movie, incredibly well made. And you think how far action movies have come in 30 years since it was made, and it still holds up from start to finish.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we do have, by the way, for our listeners, a list of Rob's. You have 10 movies on here, the best movies of all time, and we will be giving away this list along with the picks by our Wisconsin Public Radio staff members who participated. We'll put those recommended movies on the list as well, and we will send off this list to anybody who pledges during this hour, and we'll tell you more about that in just a bit. Well, I'm gonna say the movie that's on the list that I added, it was so hard for me. This is hard, isn't it, Rob, to pick the 10 best movies of all time or even my 10 favorite movies of all time.
Oh, you think of all the ones that don't make the list and it breaks your heart.
It's just, I think I do have a favorite movie every year or so. Something new will be my favorite movie of the year, and then but to think about what is my favorite movie or what I think is the best movie of all time, and I'm just gonna say that I guess it's The Wizard of Oz, because it was magical and it made a big impression on my life. And I mean, I don't know all the the technical aspects of it, but I think it was one of the first movies that that used color, isn't it?
Well, it's I think it's the one people remember, because there's that great moment where it goes from black and white to color. But yeah, you really touched on something there. I mean, movies are almost as much what you bring to it as what's there on the screen. I mean, you know, you probably remember the first time you saw Wizard of Oz, or, you know, it becomes an annual thing if it's on TV. I mean, I have a couple of movies that are like that on my list, and, you know, it becomes a part of your life, and it's hard to separate, you know, the technical aspects or the acting with, like, just what you bring to the movie and what it means to you.
Yeah, I guess it meant a lot to me, because I ended up memorizing the entire movie, the dialogue and all the songs. I'm not kidding. What a geek, huh?
I guess it meant something to you then, yeah.
And then I staged. I was the producer, the director, and I starred as Dorothy in my third grade production of The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
So I guess it made an impression. I think it was just magical. It was fun. It had flying monkeys after all.
Sure.
It had munchkins. It had the Yellow Brick Road. It was... it made me want to explore Over the Rainbow and the Emerald City, but also realizing that there's no place like home, too.
Right. And that's a movie I think that, you know, generation after generation of kids have had the same reaction to.
And I also suspected the man behind the curtain. Maybe it made me do what I'm doing today. So anyway, that is mine. What is yours? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about what we think was the best movie of all time with Rob Thomas. He is movie reviewer and co-editor of 77 Square, the entertainment section of Capital Newspapers in Madison. Why don't we take some calls now? Might as well. Dick in Bark River is with us. Hi, Dick.
Yes, thank you very much. I will not argue with Vertigo, but personally, I like Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. I hope that's in the top 10.
Well, this is Rob's top 10.
Yeah, it didn't make, but it's obviously a great movie. What did you love about it?
It's important. It's still there, the possibility of a nuclear holocaust.
Because of the social impact of it, I guess, Rob.
And it's one of the great satires in movies. I mean, it just completely deflates all these important, you know, world figures. It's a great, you know, I will not argue that's a great movie, for sure.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, and Bill Martin's my director can remind me if I'm wrong, Dr. Strangelove was the pick of our regional manager in Superior, John Munson, who you hear fill in on this program. So Dr. Strangelove is on the list of recommendations from WPR staff, Dick, anyway, on this list of best movies of all time that we will be sharing with you for your pledge of support during this hour. Well, let me tell you how you can do that. You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour will get you this list of best movies of all time. Again, we have Rob Thomas's picks, and we have several picks from Wisconsin Public Radio staffers, including me. I chose The Wizard of Oz, and Rob Ferret, who is a fill-in host and producer. Rob, well, good morning, and what's your favorite movie?
Well, I don't know if it's my favorite of all time, but I went with the one I'm most prone to recommend, and it's Star Wars. And I would not argue that it's the best movie. It doesn't have the greatest acting or writing, but it's such a part of my growing up and my generation. It's just, I want everybody to see it so they understand how my brain works in part. So Star Wars.
There
I
we
put
go.
On there.
Yeah, I remember that movie, 1977, mm-hmm. I think it was. Mm-hmm. I was a college freshman. It really brings me back to that time when you see a movie that meant a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I'll remember sitting in the theater at age seven. Seven, I guess I would have been watching Star Wars.
You are a youngster. I didn't know that. Wow.
And I think mine's the generation that really grew up with Star Wars as part of our shared heritage, I guess.
Well, anyway, that pick, my pick, a number of other Wisconsin Public Radio staffers, and Rob Thomas, yours for a pledge of support, any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And also with your pledge of any amount, in addition to that fun list of movies you gotta see, how about this? A pair of Green Bay Packer tickets. There's a drawing. Any pledge gets you entered into that drawing. It's for the December 9th game at Lambeau against the Detroit Lions. So another great reason to pledge, and that's today only at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552.
We have a goal of 75 pledges during this hour, so that's quite a few. And we need to hear from the first pledger right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and this is our fall membership drive when we come to you to ask you to help contribute, to help pay for the programs that you enjoy. From politics to popular culture, we talk about it all here on the Ideas Network, and we need your support to keep this service strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have some great news I should have led with, actually. We met our goal, exceeded our goal last hour. We were shooting for 40 pledges. 44 of you. Thank you so much. Now we've got that new goal. We need 75 pledges this hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. When you pledge any amount, you get that list of movies that you just got to see from our guest, Rob Thomas, and from many of us here at WPR. You get entered in that Packers ticket drawing. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Rob, we usually don't give our opinions on the air, but when it comes to movies, I think it's okay.
Sure, exactly.
we can talk about that. And we also can give our opinions when it comes to talking about Wisconsin Public Radio. We do make an exception there as well. We're not afraid to say that we think Wisconsin Public Radio is a unique radio service. The Ideas Network is a service that you really won't find anywhere else, anywhere in the country. And I think it's a service well worth your support. So take a moment to voice your opinion right now by making a pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Of course you give to WPR to support the programs. But again, we have two fun added incentives. Anyone who pledges this hour gets our list of movies you got to see from Rob Thomas and from many of us here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and you get entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets donated by a listener, by the way, who wants to encourage you to pledge tickets to the Packers-Lions game on December 9th. Great radio, a great list of movies, and a drawing for the Packers tickets, yours with a pledge of any amount this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $5 or $50 or $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Contributing to WPR, it's like an old-fashioned potluck supper. Your contribution added together with everyone else's creates something everyone can enjoy.
So let's have a potluck right now here at Wisconsin Public Radio today. All together, listeners make up nearly 40% of our budget. Add something to the pot right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember, you get a list of the best movies of all time with your pledge of any amount this hour. You also get entered into the drawing for a pair of Packers tickets, a game at Lambeau Field on December 9th. Both yours with your pledge, any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio on your way to work and then again on your way home every day and maybe an hour or two every weekend, you're listening more than 700 hours per year.
Today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of $5 a month. So think about that, $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. That makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you're going to find anywhere. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, time flies, and maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to Wisconsin Public Radio. We are asking you to renew now. Keep up your membership during this drive.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of a newspaper or a magazine subscription, something you renew each and every year. Renew your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, Rob, five pledges in, 70 to go.
All right. You can
help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount and today only, you'll be entered into that drawing for a pair of tickets to the Packers-Lions game at Lambeau Field.
And ask for a list of the best movies of all time with your pledge of any amount. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Mark and DeForest, who has pledged. He says, my parents were listeners and contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I've been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio since I was a child. I am now picking up where my late parents left off as donors. Thank you so much, Mark, from generation to generation.
Exactly. Whether you're a lifelong listener or you've just discovered us in the last year, it's such an important part of the listening experience to also contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, because that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps the programs on the air. Join in with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Mary.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it, and it'd all dissolve, see? And the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. Am I talking too much?
Yes! Why don't you kiss instead of talking to death?
Oh, I love that movie. It's a Wonderful Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the best movies of all time with Rob Thomas, movie reviewer, co-editor of 77 Square, the entertainment section of Capital Newspapers in Madison. And It's a Wonderful Life is on your list too, Rob. What makes that movie so special? It's been around for, boy, decades. I think I read that it's 66 years old.
Yeah, it came out in 46. It was a total flop when it did, and was just discovered. I think when I was a kid, it was in the public domain. So, like, I remember, like, public access would show it. Like, every station would show it. And I just think it's my favorite movie. It's the one I watch every year, and every year I find new things in it. Is like we were saying earlier about, you know, what you bring to the movie. Like when I was a teenager, it was the fantasy aspect, the story of, you know, living your life as if you'd never been born. As I get older, you sort of see the story of, you know, this young man sort of giving up his dreams of touring the world and settling down, starting a family and getting more realistic. There's a political aspect to it, too. I mean, the different ways of looking at America and the idea of a small town as a community, everybody helps each other. I mean, it's just an amazing movie. It's near perfect, I think, and I never get tired of watching it.
Yeah, it's great. What about Citizen Kane? That movie has been on the best movie of all time list for a long, long time, until it was just knocked off this summer by Vertigo from the survey from Sight and Sound magazine. Is Citizen Kane the best movie of all time?
That's one where I would say, you know, I mean, I love it. I think technically it is a fantastic movie. And when you think that Orson Welles was 25 when he made it, not only directed it, but started and acted it again, it is one of like the most amazing feats in movie history, I think. And it is still a very powerful movie, a very American story about, capitalism and hubris and has those so many iconic scenes, like the Rosebud scene It's a movie I really recommend if people haven't seen it. A lot of these movies, I would say, especially older movies, some people would think, well, it's an older movie, will it relate to me? But they're just very entertaining to watch even today. They just hold up so well.
Let's see how entertaining this clip is from Citizen Kane.
Don't worry about me, Geddes. Don't worry about me! I'm Charles Foster Kane! I'm no cheap, crooked politician trying to save himself from the consequences of his crimes! Geddes! I'm going to send you to Sing Sing! Sing Sing, Geddes!
Woo.
It's not all yelling.
That was good. That was from Citizen Kane, one of the movies that is on Rob Thomas's list of the best movies of all time. We're discussing the movies he thinks are the best of all time. We also have some recommendations from Wisconsin Public Radio staff members, and we hope to hear from you, too. And we have a number of callers online, so let's go to Jack in Eau Claire next. Hello, Jack.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's your favorite movie or the best movie of all time as far as you're concerned?
I would say my favorite and the best movie of all time would be John Ford's The Searchers.
Why?
Well, I think it's his best movie by the storyline, his directing, his choice of locations. I think it's probably John Wayne's best acting performance in his career. It deals with issues of race. It deals with family. There's so many complicated storylines that run through the film. The cast is just spectacular. I watch it at least once a year, and I always find something new in it. And I think it's the best Western that was ever made.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Rob Thomas, are you a fan of The Searchers?
It's fantastic. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but he's right. It is one of the best Westerns ever made. And it's funny because it's like there's a shot in it of John Wayne standing in a doorway, which like I see over and over again, even in The Master, which is out now in theaters, people imitating and playing homage to. I mean, it's had that big an impact that even today people are imitating shots from it. And I agree, it's John Wayne's best performance easily.
Thank you very much, Jack. Let's go now to Angie in St. Francis. Hi, Angie. What do you think is the best movie of all time?
I think Lawrence of Arabia was. I mean, I think a lot of people have forgotten about it. It's based on D.L. Lawrence's novel by the same name, Lawrence of Arabia, because it would show the problems, why we should be reluctant to get involved in the Middle East because of the history of those countries, how they deal with, basically, all you have to deal with all the different tribes in the different countries.
All right, Angie, thanks. Do we have a history lesson or in Lawrence of Arabia, Rob?
Well, possibly. I mean, it is one of the great epics of movie history, and it's funny because there's actually they've digitally restored it, and it's supposed to look spectacular, and I think it's actually playing in theaters in Madison tonight, and I think probably around the state as well. Check your listings, but there's supposed to be a fantastic digitally restored version that's back in theaters and can be out in Blu-ray so people can rediscover it.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Yeah. Thanks for that. Interesting. You know what I also heard on the news today? It's the anniversary of the James Bond series. That's what it is. Something
right.
Like that. And isn't there a new one of those coming out too?
Right. Skyfall's coming out in a month, and I think it was 50 years ago this week that Dr. No first came out.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was I was almost going to put a James Bond movie on the list, but it was kind of like the all of them together.
Yes.
You know, the best parts from all of them, so I left it off. But that's another one that, you know, a Desert Island Disc, I'd take a couple of those because I grew up watching those.
David on Facebook writes, for its ability to accurately depict the reality of war, specifically in its depiction of the D-Day invasion, Saving Private Ryan is the best movie I've ever seen. Thoughts on that, Rob?
Oh, it's a great movie, yeah. And it was an important movie. I mean, it only came out about 12 years ago, but it was the first one to really realistically look at World War II. I think even before that, it was still kind of, you know, more rah-rah, but it did not sugarcoat that even though it was, you know, this just war, how traumatic and awful it was for the people fighting it. Yeah, I mean, it's a... I don't think anybody will ever forget seeing those first 25 minutes in the theater, for sure.
Chris in Kenosha is with us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
my favorite movie is Jaws.
How come?
This is the kind of movie for me that I could just have in the background. I don't even need to watch it. The one-liners in there, the community that's in there, all the characters and the dynamics between the characters. It's suspenseful, and and ultimately, it's about a guy challenging his fears, and and overcoming them, you know. And it, I just think, especially the one-liners in that movie.
Yeah, did it freak you out about swimming in the ocean at all, Chris?
Oh, of course, yes. I can't even swim in a pond, okay, when I grew up after seeing this movie. So but it's just so much fun.
I guess I never thought of it as being a movie about a man overcoming his fears. I just thought it was a shocking movie with, now when you look back at it, only a little bit. I mean, at the time, it was probably very state-of-the-art, but that shark looks kind of fakey these days, doesn't it, Rob?
Well, and Spielberg was smart to not show you the shark for most of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I actually wrote about Jaws a couple of months ago because it just got released on Blu-ray, this really nice edition. And I think it really holds up because of that, because so much of the movie, it's just the fin slicing through the water, or, you know, those shots from deep in the water of those dangling, delicious-looking legs above. And, I agree with the caller that, like, I mean, a lot of it is not the shark, it's the performances. I mean, Roy Scheider is great. He is scared out of his wits. I mean, you can see it. And him and those three great characters, him, Richard Dreyfuss is the marine biologist, and then I forget his name. Oh, Robert Shaw as the Quint, the crusty boat captain. I mean, it's just a great movie. Yeah, it totally holds up.
You know, I am shocked that is not the movie that Amanda Magnus, my producer, on your producer right now, picked for this list, because I think she watches that every year, Jaws, for some reason. She's not looking at me. She's not paying attention to me. But anyway, she has a ritual where she will watch Jaws once a year. The movie she put down was Shawshank Redemption. She says it's very poignant and real. It takes me on a roller coaster of emotions. I laugh and I cry every time I watch it. Shawshank Redemption, any thoughts on that movie?
Oh, it's a great movie. And maybe she doesn't have to watch Shawshank through her fingers, so maybe it's more of a favorite than Jaws. But that's another... a lot of these movies are movies you want to watch over and over again. You want to live in them. They're so great. And Shawshank is a great example of that.
You have on your list Rushmore. Why Rushmore?
Well, I said this to somebody else in the office when I was telling them my list, and they just melted, and they're like, oh, I love that movie. I feel the same way. It was Wes Anderson's second movie about this prep school kid who chases after one of his teachers, and Bill Murray has this great role as a middle-aged industrialist who sort of kicked off his Renaissance, this more serious actor, and it's just a playful, lovable, offbeat, funny movie. I mean, it's sort of it's like the state of the art of the last 15 years in terms of, like, just kind of the odd and strange and wonderful things you can do in independent movies.
We are talking with Rob Thomas, who is a movie reviewer, co-editor of 77 Square. We're talking about his list of the 10 best movies of all time and why he chose what he chose. And we also have some of your favorites. We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, who is here because this is also Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. And we are asking you to give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make a pledge to help keep this program going strong.
We are looking for 49 more pledges by the end of the hour. We got off to a great start. Thank you for your pledge. Now, how about you? Make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We've got a couple of extra thank yous this hour. This hour, if you pledge, you get Rob Thomas's list of 10 movies you got to see. And a lot of us here at Wisconsin Public Radio put our suggestions on there as well. And today only, when you pledge any amount, you are automatically entered into a drawing for a pair of Green Bay Packers tickets against the Lions at Lambeau on December 9th. Great time to pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love this, that we have a listener, a contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio, who cares enough about the health of this station that he was willing to donate a pair of tickets to, or I'm sorry, a pair of tickets to the Packers-Lions game in order to encourage you to make a pledge. So again, anybody who pledges any amount, you will be automatically entered entered into this drawing. This is just for today. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking about movies that people are recommending, saying you got to see this. Think about all the times you've told your friends or family, you've got to hear this thing that I heard on Wisconsin Public Radio. Or, oh, did you miss that? You should really go to the web archives and check it out. Or let me sum up as best I can. That's worth something to you, that kind of great radio that makes you want to talk about it and share it with other people. Well, we need you to share in paying for Wisconsin Public Radio. Make a pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I think in the last 4 years, I've upped my contribution every year. I'm using the service. I feel I should pay something towards it. Not that I should have to, but I want to. If we don't support it, we won't have it. It's a free service. Nobody's making us pay for it. And that's a little easier to take than if somebody would say, yes, you have to pay for it.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support, whether it's a first-time pledge or maybe you're upping your pledge like that listener. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your support for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on. Thank you in advance for your gift, whether it's $50 or $500 or somewhere in between, whatever amount is right for you is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Why should you give at this moment? Well, because you're listening right now and you're thinking about it right now.
It's the right thing to do and you will feel good when you do it. Wisconsin Public Radio is an important public service and you will be making an investment in quality news, entertainment, music, and talk.
We use your donation wisely, putting it into the programs that you hear every day. Support this station that you value right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support for Wisconsin Public Radio is always current is to become a sustainer. Being a sustainer means that your gift, be it $5 a month or $100 a month or anything in between, automatically renews year after year.
And being a sustainer means no more renewal notices in the mail, and it helps Wisconsin Public Radio save money, which makes your contribution go even further. To encourage you to become a sustainer, we've added a new benefit. Sustainers will automatically be entered in all of our drawings and sweepstakes. So make the switch, make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, if you make that pledge, whether it's a sustaining gift or a one-time gift, any pledge during this hour, any pledge today will be entered into this special drawing that we have for the Packers-Lions tickets, a game at Lambeau on December the 9th. So make your pledge now if you've been thinking about it, and especially if you're a Packers fan and want an opportunity to possibly win tickets to that game, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge this hour, just pledge any amount and ask for our list of movie recommendations that we're talking about this hour, a bunch from our guest, movie critic Rob Thomas, and a bunch from the names you hear around Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Meg from Boyceville, who says, I listen to Joy in the morning while milking my goat. I love it. It's on the radio and in my dog boarding kennel all day long. Thank you for keeping me connected. Meg, pleasure to do it, and thank you for contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org is where you can go to pledge online or call 888-202-2552.
And we're glad to keep the goat connected and the dogs connected, too. I know they can't pledge, but you can pledge on your pet's behalf, too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 45 pledges now by the end of the hour. 45 more pledges at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
Thanks, Rob. We'll get an update later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about the best movies of all time with Rob Thomas, who is movie reviewer and co-editor of 77 Square, the entertainment section of Capital Newspapers in Madison. He has given us a list of his 10 all-time best movies. And we have been talking about them during this hour. We've been welcoming your recommendations, too. One of the movies on Rob's list is The Godfather. And let's take a listen to a clip from that movie right now.
You look, Carl. I want you to eat. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
Ah, I was waiting for that. it's hard to hear Marlon Brando with his cheeks a little bit like that, but
cotton balls in his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. So, The Godfather. Yeah, that was epic, wasn't it?
Yeah, talk about a movie with memorable one-liners. I mean, that's a movie some people could probably quote from start to finish, like Wizard of Oz with you. I mean, it's just I think some people would even say Godfather Part Two is an even better film, but there's something about the first one. With Marlon Brando, with James Caan, I think it's just an endlessly rewatchable movie. And, it, you know, and like so some of these on this list, just a very American movie. I mean, about, you know, takes sort of the story of immigrants and kind of turns it on its ear.
Let's take some. I was just going to take a caller who dropped off. Let's go to Paul in Racine next. Hello, Paul. What do you think is the best movie of all time?
Well, I'm always fascinated when we have these kinds of discussions because it's such a subjective thing and it's very difficult to cycle through 30 years of watching films and movies to come up with a best movie. And so as I went through my brain and I had to think of the one that had the greatest impact on me, and it's The Red Balloon, which is just a short French movie that I recall watching in elementary school. I don't know why they showed it in elementary school, but it, you know, it's this short film, and I think many people might have seen it, and they just don't recall it. And I watched it several times in class, and then forgot about it, and then revisited it as an adult, and remembered why. I couldn't tell you why it had such a profound impact on me. But it, you know, it was kind of an introduction to French film making and an introduction to foreign films at a young age, and I still remember it. And with all the wonderful movies that have come out in my lifetime, you know, that's the one that will always stick with me. And so I guess that helps to catapult it to the top of my list of great films.
Excellent. Rob, reaction.
I first saw Red Balloon a few years ago. It was playing at the Orpheum here in Madison, and I agree. It's a movie where, like, if I describe it, about a friendship between a boy and a red balloon, it sounds kind of silly, but it's so magical. It's so, like, it's especially walking through Paris, this little balloon bobbing along, following him. It just shows you how powerful cinema can be. I mean, just the images, I mean, like the collar, like it sticks with you your whole life. It's something as simple as that. Highly recommend that, Red Balloon.
Now, you have La Dolce Vita on your list. Why did you love that?
Well, I'm a movie critic. I have to have one foreign film, or I have to revoke my license. That's a Fellini's 1960 film about a week in the life of a kind of a jaded journalist, like a paparazzi, basically, you know, entertainment tabloid journalist. And first of all, I'd love it just as a time capsule of 1960 Rome. It's just it's black and white. It's so beautiful and so entertaining. It has some of the surrealism that Fellini would do in like 8.5, but not much. At core, it's like a story that's very entertaining on the surface and then very kind of melancholy underneath. And it's just one that I've seen in recent years that I just really loved. You know, maybe in 5 years the spell will have worn off a little bit, but I really recommend it to people who haven't seen it. And people who think, oh, Fellini's too weird for me, it's not that way at all.
No, I'm going to put that on the list. I don't think I've seen that one either.
Yeah.
Let's, Tracy on Facebook writes, The Princess Bride, for its adventure, danger, tragedy, comedy, true love, and enduring quotes. And our Wisconsin Public Radio Audience Services Manager, Sarah Jacobs, also chose The Princess Bride. I don't know why that surprises me. What do you think?
Oh, it's a great movie. Yeah, I've seen it a bunch too, and it's just a completely charming, funny movie, and filled with. I think I was quoting it last week, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it's full of great lines.
Let me play a clip from another from your list. This is from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
My name's Clementine, by the way.
I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel. No jokes about my name. Oh, no. You wouldn't do that. You're trying to be nice.
I don't know any jokes about your name.
Huckleberry Hound.
I don't know what that means.
Huckleberry Hound? Are you nuts?
It's been suggested.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Clementine.
So remind us what we just heard.
Yeah,
there.
I love that movie. It came out in 2004, and it's probably my favorite movie of the last 10 years. Jim Carrey is a guy trying to get over his failed relationship to Kate Winslet, who's Clementine in that clip. So he goes to this company that will erase your memories, and the movie sort of takes place partly in his head as his memories are being kind of erased one by one. So, like, visually, it's like an amazing, creative, surreal movie, but it's also a very realistic look at relationships and sort of the idea of, like, well, you know, would you erase all the bad things about an ex if you also had to erase the good things? And so it's this really interesting mix of, like, fantasy and, like, very, very realistic romantic drama that I thought was one of the best movies of the last 10 years.
Let's take another call. Tim in Osseo is with us. Hi, Tim. What's your favorite movie or the best movie of all time?
That's what just moved me so much. Most of my entire life, it was made in 59. Gregory Peck, Ava Gardner on the beach. And I just saw it recently because I remembered seeing it when I was younger. I guess I was around 10. I don't know. I was in the 60s or something when I watched it the first time, black and white. And it was about after World War III, nuclear. And if you haven't seen it, I mean, now it's so relevant just because of what's going on in Fukushima, Japan. Most people don't understand how serious that is right now because nobody's talking about it. And to see this movie, it just if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's really, really good movie.
Thank you very much, Tim. What about that one, Rob?
I haven't seen On the Beach, so that's a recommendation for me.
Good.
So, yeah, no, I haven't seen that one.
August in Wakefield, Michigan is with us. Hi, August.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What movie do you want to recommend?
I think my favorite is American Beauty. It's just a very honest look at what happens behind all the white picket fences in America. And I saw this in kind of my formative years as a teenager and then again when I was a little bit older. And it struck me as something that it almost makes you feel all right that you know, everybody else is probably just as crazy as you are. So that's my favorite.
Yeah, that was Kevin Spacey, right?
That's right. Yeah. I think he won an Oscar for that, and Annette Bening was in that. And yeah, it's sort of one of those great movies looking, peeling back suburbia to see what's really going on underneath.
Well, this was a movie that was unlike any other movie I had seen in, I don't think, ever. Here, let's take a listen to Pulp Fiction.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box. Where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers.
That was a great scene too. So, Pulp Fiction, one of your 10 best.
Yeah. That's a movie I definitely remember seeing. 1994. I was in grad school. Had like the worst seats in the house, like down, you know, sold out, front row, left, and it was like a contact high. It was so different from anything I had seen. The energy of it, the love of language. I mean, the shocking violence, the way it jumps around in time. I mean, it was just like nothing I had ever seen before. And it's been imitated so many times, especially in the '90s. But it's just one of those movies that, like, I think showed what 90s independent cinema was all about. And I think Quentin Tarantino is still making good movies. I think the Western he's doing this Christmas, Django Unchained, looking really interesting, too.
You know, we're almost out of time. Well, we are out of time, but you had one more on your list. There Will Be Blood. You liked that one a lot.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's Paul Thomas Anderson, who did The Master, that's now in theaters, and Daniel Day-Lewis plays this industrialist, an oil man who, wins riches and loses his soul in the process. And it's funny because it's an American epic. It's like an old-fashioned epic in a lot of ways, and it was only made like 5 years ago. And that's definitely one I would watch over and over again.
Excellent. So what's the next movie you're going to see?
I don't know. I'd love to get to see Lawrence of Arabia tonight, but I'm not sure which one I'll see next.
Well, I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Rob Thomas, movie reviewer, co-editor of 77 Square, the entertainment section of Capital Newspapers in Madison. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and the goal of this campaign is simple, to raise the funds we need to pay for the programs that you listen to.
Because you value public radio, please take care of public radio. Do your part by contributing now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are just 5 minutes left in the program, and we are looking for 28 pledges to make our goal this hour doable. Your pledge right now helps reach that goal and pay for the programs you count on. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, please do go now to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying this great conversation with Rob Thomas about movies. He had some good recommendations. Our listeners had some great ones that I want to go and check out now. It's been a lot of fun. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we will send you a thank you gift this hour for any pledge, the list of Rob Thomas's best movies of all time. We've talked about many of them, I think most of them during the hour, but we will give you his list and the recommendations from Wisconsin Public Radio staff members as well. Rob's favorite movie, or you got to see this movie, is on here, as is mine and a number of other staff members. This is your gift for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's a special thing for a pledge of any amount today only. When you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're entered into a drawing for a pair of Packers tickets for the Packers-Lions game December 9th. On the frozen tundra, Lambeau Field.
I hope it's not frozen on December 9th, but it might be
a little
chillier.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah,
that's part of the fun.
It is. There's nothing like going to a game at Lambeau Field. So your opportunity to possibly win these tickets, if you pledge any amount this hour or today only, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 25 more pledges now to hit our goal this hour. 25 pledges. We can do it with your help, with your support, your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, everybody who pledges at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, any amount, will get the list of best movies ever and be entered into the Packers ticket drawing. But you don't have to pledge to participate. You can also send a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number to WPR Packers Tickets Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. But you can take care of it by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And that's what Ellie from Madison did. She pledged today, this morning. She says, I listen to WPR every morning, so that inspired me to donate to WPR. I would like to win the Packers-Lions tickets, so that's what inspired me to donate today.
I love it. I love it. And thanks to Sarah from Madison, too, who says, I'm a first-time donor. I paid my car insurance, and I decided I appreciate Wisconsin Public Radio more than driving my car, so I should donate. Thank you, Sarah. Join all of the listeners who have decided to become contributors by making your pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Just a couple minutes minutes left, make that pledge. Right now, you'll get the list of movie recommendations. You can check them off as you go see them. Make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll be really glad you did.
You really will be. You'll feel good making that pledge, knowing that you help pay for a service that you count on and that so many others count on as well. It requires listener support during pledge drives like this one. So do make your pledge and get the list of best movies and be entered into the drawing for the Packers-Lions tickets. Automatically, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge because you love the programming. Today we've had interesting talk, perspectives on the debates, fun talk about movies. We do this stuff all year round. It's an important part of your life. Make your pledge to support it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 24 more pledges. Help us out at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.